Pam Tolman, The Key Graveyard. In a fall cleaning frenzy, I tackled my kitchen junk drawer. I checked expired coupons, dozens of plastic bread ties that I'd saved in case of a severe bread tie shortage, and handfuls of dried out rubber bands that broke when stretched. Then I ran across a box of old keys. I lined them up on the kitchen counter. There were 9 car keys, which was odd because in my life I'd only owned 4 cars. I found the spare key to my 1968 Ford Falcon, 3 on the tree, pull out, choke on the dash. I bought it used for $200, drove it for 3 years, and sold it for $250. I couldn't find the spare key for the new owner, so I had a copy made. It cost 35 cents. Today, a new key costs $200, the same price as the entire car. I found the key to my first new car, a 1976 Toyota Corolla, which ironically got keyed the first day I parked it at work. It was rah-rah bicentennial Buy American year. Here was the key to my old boyfriend's house. We broke up 2 decades ago and I found another woman's underwear tangled in the bed sheets. Oh, those belong to my fiance, he'd said, never having mentioned a fiance before. It made me wonder if saving this key qualified me as a masochist. One key was to the master lock for my gym locker. I'd purchased a lifetime membership and went faithfully for 6 months until the gym went BK and disappeared overnight. I'd thrown the master lock at the front window, but ironically, I wasn't strong enough to break the glass. Probably had to work out for a year to do that. I found my key to a diary, which was really strange because I never kept a diary. I found the key to the little brass lock that I used to put in my suitcase before Homeland Security banned privacy because it made it too difficult to steal out of luggage. Oh, and look, the long-lost key to my first and favorite apartment, the one that threw me out when they found my illegal cat. I had to pay a fee because I couldn't find the spare key, this key. Here was the key to the Dawson Dumps, the nasty Long Beach apartment where I had to move after the illegal cat incident. There I saw my first roach. But what could you expect from a 2-bedroom apartment that rented for $135 a month, utilities included? I kept wondering what keeping all these keys said about me, and all I could come up with is that I must be stuck in the past, not a good place to be. So I threw away every single key, because as we all know, or should know, old keys will never open new doors.